Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's Paul Hamilton.
We should be friends.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
Fanuff just pooped his pants.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
We're going to talk with Paul Hamilton as the Sabres offseason is, upon us. See if Paul's got... I think only need like 17 more teams to link J.J. Paterka to, the most linked player in NHL rumor history, the agent, Paul. I think we're all starting to, you know, you've been on this from the start. Like, we're starting to see, like, okay, now he's in for the third pick somehow, and now he's in for this team and that team, yada, yada, yada. Good morning, Paul.
How are you?
I'm doing all right, doing all right. We got more than just Paterka to talk about here for this offseason, but it definitely has, I think it's reached... I think the phrase might be jump the shark. The Paterka rumor stuff has jumped the shark. A rumor here, a rumor there, every single day. Oh, this team too. Oh, and this team too. You know, that's that seems to be a mission that's being taken upon.
Yeah, a lot of it's coming from a guy who had him going to the New York Rangers at the the trade deadline, and that was not true at all, you know, at that point. So... You know, that's the thing about most of these rumors aren't true, you know, that come up. And as you said, it's starting to get ridiculous. And I think too many people are starting to listen to his agent, have been, who obviously wants to get him out of Buffalo in the worst way, basically. And I've seen agents do this before, wanting to get players out of here because they feel, you know, you get them to... the New York Rangers or somebody like that, you're going to get a bigger contract for them when you get to a bigger market team. So it appears that might be what's in play here.
Yeah, Paul, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, could just be rumor. And then there's stuff that would be true context. Like, what's the Sabres' appetite to extend him, right? Would they be interested in one of these deals that they'd signed with the last group of young players? Samuelson, Cousins, Tage, Dahlin. They had a core that they locked up, and some it went okay, and some it didn't. I wonder what the Sabres' appetite is for those big long-term deals on some of these younger players, and whether or not Paterka would be a guy that they would be interested in that for. Because if they're not interested long-term, well, maybe that's why the agent's starting to kind of pull the levers to get him somewhere that would be interested in something long-term. What do you think the Sabres' appetite is on Paterka?
Yeah, maybe that's why the agent really got started with this, because, you know, they may be at an impasse as far as the contract goes. And so, you know, he's taking another tact and doing it the other way. So the problem with JJ, he does have 55 goals in his last 2 years. He also analytically is not good at all. And, you know, it's you look at him in his own end. I think there was some improvement. I think it was a small improvement, But he certainly, when you look at it, does not grade out as a good player in his own end. And, you know, his numbers would speak to that. So the thing is, and Ryan McLeod, I think, is a perfect example here. What do you do with him? I mean, he had career years by far in goals and assists and points, but it's only been 1 year. So the Sabres haven't been down this road before. Samuelson would be a perfect example. Cousins would be a perfect example. You had one good year. Let's wrap him up for 7-8 years or whatever it might be. And you know, Ryan McLeod's had one good year. And quite honestly, I think Ryan McLeod has probably has a good opportunity to do it again. But will he? You know, or is this just an outlier? You know, where he goes from 12 to 20 goals and you know, his points are quite a bit more. So, you know, do you after one good year, are you going to lock him up for seven? It'll be an interesting thing with him too. Paterka's had two good goal-scoring years, but he hasn't been a complete player. You know, when you look at that, there are folks who have come out and said because of his numbers, the Sabres probably better off without him. You know, with the numbers that they have, so it depends. You know, how much do you put into that? How much do you think he can get better at a young age, and you know, play much better defensively and improve that way? You know, where, you know, he isn't a liability on the ice.
How do you see the whole Sabres top six right now, Paul? And if Paterka were to be dealt, maybe somebody does knock their socks off with some sort of offer, would you think it would have to include a forward coming back with the state of the Sabres forward group? Do you feel like they think they're deep enough to move a guy out of there and be okay? Or do you think they even think they need to add? If you look at it now, I mean, Zucker or Quinn or Benson in there, and you've got Kulik, who had a nice rookie season. Norris, we haven't really gotten to see yet. Do you think they have enough in that top six, even if they were to move Paterka out?
I don't think they do. I don't think Benson should be in your top six. He's not producing enough as far as goals go. I mean, I like the way he plays, but and I think eventually, as he gets bigger and stronger, I think you will see a jump in his production. Whether that's this year, I don't know. But when we talk about a trade for a top six guy, a veteran top six guy, for me, it's to get Benson out of the top six, but that would include Paterka into the top six. And Zucker, as far as I'm concerned, McLeod, Zucker, Greenway, I really don't want any of them in the top six. I mean, when you got injuries, yeah, Greenway can jump up there and do a good job, but I don't think you're going to be a better team in a playoff team if he's going to be in your top six all year, other than filling in for injuries or, you know, something like that. So if Paterka goes, I think you have a two-player hole there where, you know, or Benson's going to wind up there again. Yeah. And I think to myself, okay, how does that make you better? And right now I don't think it does. So, Paterka goes, I think you're looking at – you probably got to get yourself two guys to get in your top six.
That's part of what I wonder, Paul, like about the Paterka stuff is how else would they make a big change? Because it seems to me to make a big change, they have to make a move to do that. It's not just going to be – free agency signing somebody off the market. So, you know, you're not going to deal picks and prospects, I don't think, for somebody that's going to make a big difference. Although you did just do that with Savoy for McLeod, and he was a nice player for them. So Paterka, could the agent bother them enough that they think about it in a way that maybe they weren't before and say, like, all right, well, is this our avenue to get something big done that we need to get done? Maybe if it's him and Byram, whatever. Because I don't know what Byram, what he would fetch, but to me, the Paterka stuff has legs only because it, to me, looks like the avenue to make a big change if they have the appetite to do it.
Yeah, they have a lot of ammunition. You know, their pick, you know, is their pick, and one of their better prospects can maybe get you what you're talking about here. As you mentioned, Byram can maybe get you what you're talking about here. So, you know, I think they have ammunition to be able to, you know, make a type of deal. And teams have players that like what we're talking about that maybe are going to be in a rebuild, you know, and they're looking to rebuild and they're looking for young players. And it's like, all right, yeah, well, we've got this veteran and then maybe it's time to move on from this veteran. You know, because it's not the direction that as a team that we're headed in right now, and you can take advantage of that. Certainly, you have salary cap space. Let's say Dallas decides they can't make a deal with Robertson and make him available. Well, what's the thing that can really help the Dallas Stars the most? Take a player off their hands and help them. Not only Robertson, but maybe Sagan, who makes around $9 million or something, and maybe you don't want him, but you can get Robertson and you take Sagan's money from Dallas. Then Dallas is really happy, even though I know he's only has 1 year left, but still they're up against the cap in this one year. So maybe it's a trade where it doesn't cost you all that much from a prospect standpoint or a draft pick standpoint, but you're getting a guy in Robertson that you want, and all right, we'll take Sagan too because we'll take his $9 million.
Well, that is a weaponizing cap space type of idea, Paul, and it's also one that I can't really remember the last time they've done something like that, right?
I'm trying to think of the players. Oh, the St. Louis trade where they had to take Berglund and they had to take who was it, Sobotka?
Yeah,
it's not who they wanted.
Right.
But in order to make the trade, they had to take that money away from the St. Louis Blues.
That's what I mean. Like that's 7 years ago now, that deal. And that is a good example of that because they did that with two guys. The cap going up too, like maybe that would change their opinion on an idea like that. Like, hey, if we need to take a huge salary like a Sagan to get this deal done. You know, the cap's going up anyway, $95 million this year and something it could be above $100 the year after. It's like, you know, they're going to have to spend money anyway, and all these teams are going to have more and more room, except for Dallas already has so much committed. You might not have as many opportunities, I guess, to be able to weaponize your cap space because the league is getting more money.
Right, but Dallas is
Dallas
in that
is
spot.
One. Right.
And it depends what happens with Robertson. You know, or does he become available? I mean, do they figure out they can't re-sign him? You know, that's what they're hoping to do right now. And all right, well, if we're gonna trade you him, like Marchment, that was a salary dump. You know, I don't know if they necessarily wanted to get rid of him, but they sent him to Seattle to get rid of some salary. And you know, the same thing could happen if Robertson becomes available again, and they can't re-sign him, and the Sabres could look at it too. Let's say in that particular case, well, you're only going to get stuck with that 9 point whatever.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
salary hit for a year. You know, you can afford it for this year, and then next year that's gone. So you don't have to worry about that. So and that's, you know, just an example. I mean, Dallas maybe would look at somebody else. Maybe two or three years left on a deal. And it's like, all right, well, you got to take him and his money, and we'll trade you Robertson for a second-round pick or something like that.
Paul, two more things for you. Zegras got traded. Trevor Zegras traded from the Ducks to the Flyers. That's a name. His name had been out there for probably a couple of years here, right? And he's part of the Anaheim core that obviously didn't get the job done. They've been pretty bad for a while. Any sort of idea that the Sabres could have or should have done that from you?
Personally, I wouldn't, because of the regression in this player's play. It certainly, he could come back. He's very young, and had his first 2 years had good numbers, but they really, it's been a very bad regression. And I'm to a point now, I think the Sabres have enough guys who have regressed. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I would be interested in bringing in another in the hope that he refines it. He could, but it's like, all right, the Sabres have done a lot of that. Guys who, you know, Cousins scores 31 goals, haven't seen anything like it since he did it. You know, Quinn looked like he was on the rise, and all of a sudden injuries have really put him down. You know the names. We can go on and on. And so that's why, if it were me, I just wouldn't have been. And you look around the league, it seems like fans have a lot bigger opinion of Zegras than maybe GMs and coaches do around the NHL. And just look at what the trade actually wound up being. You know, and a lot of folks would have said, well, that's not enough for him. Well, again, I think his reputation around the league, maybe with fans and everything else, is a lot bigger than it is with GMs that wouldn't be real excited to take a chance on him right now.
Is that just, we think, could that just be he scored the Michigan three times, has had a few goals like that, and then also was on the NHL video game cover? Huh. I feel like that can inflate a guy's profile a little bit.
Sure, it could. Absolutely, yeah. Could. I mean, he gets that highlight reel goal, but it's like, yeah. But if you don't see much other than that, mm-hmm. and his defensive play isn't that good, and now he wasn't on a team for a while that played real good defense, but I could listen to somebody who has the other opinion on that and say, yeah, I respect that.
Yep.
You know, and it could go that way. Definitely could go that way. But the Sabres have guys that are right. like him, and I just don't know. All right, add another one. Well, okay, another guy that you're sitting there going, well, hopefully he can get back to what he did a couple of years ago. Yeah, hopefully so can,
It's a perfect transition from my next question, Paul.
Yes.
Hopefully, should the Sabres be in the goalie market?
Yeah.
And to what level?
Right there. You know, it's right now, hopefully Luukkonen can get back to not what he was last year, but he was for the last 35 games the year before, where his numbers were some of the best in the NHL. And Devin Levi, well, hopefully his AHL season, for the most part, except for the last playoff series, translates into the NHL. His resume would say that it would. You know, arguably the best college goaltender that's ever lived, an AHL all-star, been now in the minors for a year and a half and done extremely well. So you would think, yeah, that translates into being a good goaltender. But is he ready yet? Is he ready to be an NHL goaltender? And I definitely think they should be looking for a goaltender, because I would, as a general manager, would not be comfortable going into the season with those two right now, with the hope that they're, because if neither one of them do, you probably aren't making the playoffs next year either. You're not making the playoffs without good, very good goaltending. It's as simple as that. And they both could wind up being excellent. And they both could wind up not being good at all. And if that happens and you haven't traded for a goaltender or brought in a decent goaltender, you're going to be in deep trouble trying to make the playoffs.
Paul Hamilton, His appearance brought to you by Ralex, Honda Ralex. We got this. So Kevin Adams today, Paul, we'll be waiting to hear what he has to say. I think it'll be interesting. I mean, there's some big questions for Kevin Adams about all these reports and where they stand on, you know, what they could do in terms of remaking their roster, Alex Tuck. So we'll get some good stuff out of Kevin Adams today, maybe.
You know, when I always tell people, you know, it's June 24th. You know, if we're still having these same conversations on September 24th, now that's a whole different ball game. But there's still a long ways to go before the first game. The first game isn't Monday, and you know, let's see how this all goes down. And as I said, if we're having these same conversations on September 24th, then it's a big problem.
Thanks, Paul.
Yep,
Paul Hamilton. Sabres offseason. We'll get Kevin Adams and Jerry Fortin speaking today on the draft, but on, you know, other stuff as well.
You want some Paterka trades that you would maybe say yes to?
I have no idea if I would say yes to these or no, so let's try it on. Sure.
All right. I got 5 Paterka trades. I bet you might say yes to 2 of them at least.
Okay.
Paterka to Vegas for Barbashev and White Cloud. 60-point player and a second-pair defenseman.
Sure.
That's the opposite of what you were talking about, though.
The thing about
that's a 1-for-2, not a 2-for-1.
I agree. I also feel like trading with Vegas is risky, but okay, sure.
All right. I think you'll like this one. Just straight up, Paterka and Byram for Pettersson in Vancouver.
Sure.
Okay? How about Paterka for Rasmus Anderson in Calgary, second pair defenseman? You trading for a second pair defenseman?
I have no idea.
No?
Just have somebody put a chart in front of me if the guy's good or not.
You're going
to
see pretty good.
You're asking me to see how good a Calgary second pair defenseman is. I'm going to need a chart.
How about Paterka and UPL? We talked about this one yesterday. Paterka and UPL for Swayman in Boston, their starting goalie.
No.
You'd say no to that?
Yeah. No.
And then Paterka for Marco Rossi in Minnesota.
Sure.
Now, the story with him is he said no to a bridge deal from Minnesota. Because the story is he's not happy that he got benched and put on the fourth line in the playoffs, and he wants to be on a team where he knows he'll be the top line center. Isn't that here?
Okay. Sure. What's his chart? Show me his chart.
He's 22, also very young, and he scored 60 points last year. He's the guy everyone wanted over Jack Quinn.
You know what he is? He represents to me the Florida plan. This guy was really highly drafted, and he's available? Okay.
Right, because his team doesn't value him maybe in the way they should.
Yeah.
So
I would often be betting on those players.
And he plays center, which we've talked about this week. Like, you'd probably feel a lot more comfortable about their centers if you just plugged in a top 10 pick who had 60 points last year and is on the rise. That is a Florida-esque trade if you were to do that one.
803-0550, our phone number, 1-888-550-2550. Looking at ESPN right now. Is it Super Bowl or bust for Lamar? Yes.
It is Super Bowl or bust season right now, isn't it?
Yeah.
How many guys can they ask that about?
They're
going to need a month of something.
Legitimately?
ESPN.
2.
That's it?
Yeah.
Just Allen?
They could say it about Dak, but no, it's not about, no.
They couldn't say it about Joe Burrow?
No. Burrow's missed the playoffs 2 years in a row. Burrow gets back to the playoffs, win a division.
Okay.
There are steps for Cincinnati. Their team's a mess. The Bills and the Ravens are Super Bowl or bust. Yeah, that's right.
There's no one else in the NFC?
Nope.
Jared Goff?
Nope.
You wouldn't say it about, no, not Jordan Love.
Wouldn't say it about Jaden Daniels. You got, you know, follow up what you did.
How about Matthew Stafford?
Then again, like,
is it Super Bowl or bust for Matthew Stafford?
It's maybe
because he's heading to the end.
It might be Super Bowl or retirement. By the way, I am prepared for the Rams to be awesome this year.
Earlier when I was looking at the Super Bowl odds, I think I saw their 5th.
They're stacked. The Rams are stacked.
Yeah.
Remember all that? Bleep them picks. Mortgage the future. They are loaded.
It's because they've now have had picks, and doesn't it seem like they've hit on
a couple.
Like Jared Verse, can Jared Verse win like Defensive Player of the Year?
Yep.
This year, and he's only 1 year into his career.
I'd be prepared for the Rams here.
Yeah, there is a gulf though. It's like there's the top 5 teams, and then massive gulf, and then you get to the Rams. They have the 6th best odds.
Okay, I'd put him in the top 5.
Who'd you put?
I think the gulf should come after the Rams. I think the Rams should be slid up into the group of 5.
Who would you put above them? Who put them above the Lions?
Yeah.
The Eagles?
Wait, who's the five teams?
Ravens, Bills, Chiefs, Eagles, Lions.
No, I'm saying put them in that group.
I see.
You said there's
a
gulf between five
and
six. I think the gulf should come between six and seven.
I see.
Because who's seventh?
Seventh is the 49ers.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, the Rams should be slid up to the tier one.
Okay. I see.
That's what I would say. 803-0550 and 1-888-552-550. If you hear anything you want to chime in on, we are available. Wide open phone lines for you on this sunny Tuesday, June 24th. Kevin Adams and Jerry Fortin of the Sabres to speak at 11 today. See what kind of nuggets we get from them, whether it's about Jarmo Kekäläinen or Alex Tuch or J.J. Paterka or, you know, anything. We'll keep you posted. And, of course, you can hear all the updates here on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.